this is a big one. California's Senate just passed a bill that would limit California residents from accessing memecoins tied to public officials.
Good catch. The important nuance is that it isn't really about banning the creation of those tokens. It's more about restricting how they can be listed, promoted, and distributed to people in California.
That makes sense. If it becomes law, exchanges, trading platforms, and other services serving California users could be required to keep certain politically connected memecoins from being listed or pushed to state residents.
Right. The bill is driven by concerns that public officials could use their positions to create, promote, or profit from digital assets in ways that create conflicts of interest or pay-to-play dynamics.
And that's where it gets really interesting. The core argument is that when a politician or government official is tied to a memecoin, the token may no longer function like a normal speculative asset.
Exactly. Its value could become linked to political access, visibility, policy influence, or perceived legitimacy rather than genuine project fundamentals, community support, or market demand.
And memecoins are already so attention-driven. They've become one of the most visible parts of crypto because they're cheap to create, easy to promote, and dependent on hype.
True. They often emerge from internet trends, jokes, celebrity endorsements, or political commentary.
That model can work in a fast-moving attention economy. But it becomes much more problematic when the person behind the token holds public power.
In that case, investors may not simply be buying a speculative asset.
They may be buying a relationship with a public figure, which is exactly the kind of arrangement regulators are trying to avoid.
That's why the bill focuses on two major risks.
The first is conflict of interest.
A public official has a duty to act in the public interest, but issuing or promoting a memecoin could create a personal financial incentive that conflicts with that duty.
And even if no formal rule is broken, the appearance of using public office to boost a token's value could seriously damage public trust.
The second risk is pay-to-play.
In a healthy market, investors buy assets because they believe in the project or its potential.
But with a politically connected memecoin, some buyers may feel they are paying for access, favor, or influence.
That can distort markets and turn financial participation into something closer to political patronage.
The bill's approach is practical because it is access-based.
It does not necessarily stop a token from existing on a blockchain.
Instead, it targets whether the token can be openly offered to Californians.
That distinction matters because it reflects a broader regulatory idea. Even if a digital asset is technically legal to issue, its distribution, marketing, and availability to the public can still raise consumer protection and ethical concerns.
For California investors, the bill would reduce access to certain politically themed memecoins.
That may limit some speculative trading opportunities, but it also fits a wider trend in which states are moving to protect consumers from low-quality, hype-driven, or ethically questionable crypto products.
Many investors have already been harmed by misleading promotions, weak projects, and tokens that rely more on celebrity or political attention than on substance.
So the bill reflects an attempt to draw a line around assets that may be too closely tied to public power to be treated as ordinary market products.
For crypto platforms and projects, it adds a compliance burden.
Exchanges and trading services operating in California may need to review listings more carefully, especially when a token is connected to a public official.
That could involve legal review, geo-blocking, or removing certain assets from California-facing interfaces.
It may also encourage developers and promoters to be more cautious about how politically connected tokens are marketed and distributed.
The bill also signals a broader trend in state-level crypto regulation.
California has long been a policy bellwether, and this measure shows that state governments are not waiting for a single national framework to address emerging risks.
even if a token is issued outside California. Or if the official involved is a federal figure, the state can still regulate how certain financial products are offered to its residents.
That gives California a meaningful role in shaping the local crypto market.
It also highlights a growing tension in the industry. Crypto technology is global, but legal and ethical expectations are often local.
A token may be freely available in one region while restricted in another, depending on consumer protection rules, political norms, and public trust.
As memecoins become more mainstream, that patchwork of regulation is likely to become more important, not less.
The bottom line is that California's Senate action is not just about memecoins.
It is about protecting public trust, limiting the monetization of political influence, and preventing new financial products from becoming tools for preferential access under the name of free market speculation.
The crypto industry has always favored speed, openness, and low barriers to entry. But when public officials enter the space, accountability becomes harder to ignore.
If the bill moves forward, it could set an important precedent for how states handle the intersection of politics, power, and digital assets.